episode number 6 of Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Priscilla Alvarez. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is, why outstaffing is useful and how it works. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Okay, let's get to it. If you occasionally face IT challenges, whether it's building a new app or overseeing your business through major software outsourcing or a transition phase involving outsourcing, outsourcing is the right option for you. In this case, the seller of IT services can tell you the cost of resources and you will work with them for the duration of the project with their IT resources. The resources of the management team are managed by customer contacts, which help you to work out the business plan, what it will cost, how you manage the team from the team and so on. If this type of workflow is stuck, it can have a negative impact on the profitability of the company, which is why the IT outsourcing model works so well for companies with large numbers of employees. IT updates that are critical to the development of the company. Here's what to consider if you're interested in working with an IT outsourcing model. A potential project expectation gap is one of the most common reasons why companies prefer in-house development to outsourcing. How to overcome this risk? Check the quality of an outsourced IT PM before you start. Choose an internal employee to lead and work with your outsourcing development team. This problem becomes even more critical if the company has to behave like an expert in the digital field and cannot evaluate the results of the development provider. There is only one way to determine whether a remote company is suitable: conduct an interview and assess the level of communication between the remote development team and the internal IT team. This makes communication difficult and leads to a lack of confidence in your company's ability to communicate with the outside world. If you have your own development team in-house, it is easy to check the hard skills of the seller, but that applies to outsourcing as a whole. If you outsource development support, you must grant access to the current project so that the individual developer of the offshore company can work on it. This way you can find out which developers you can trust for the project and which companies you should outsource. Outsourcing is the process of letting a worker from another company or just one person do a certain job for you. Most often, this means that the contractor does a lot of the work, but not all, and usually not even all. Overstaffing is about creating an internal department and managing the tasks of the people who work for your organization. If you are an app, you will deal with it, and it often happens. You can just wait for a project or you have set up an office to build a strong engineering culture. Not to mention that it is a long process that is out of the question not only for you but also for your employees. There is certainly nothing wrong with a team working remotely with others and working on other teams, but it also brings its own challenges. Businesses have been thinking about how overstaffing helps companies stay competitive without a lockdown. During the technology boom, outsourcing gained traction, leading many companies to require field trials that a team could provide in-house without overstraining the company's resources. This explains why the average overstaffing rate is higher than the outsourcing rate, which in turn leads to higher costs for the company. The outsourcing provider takes over the burden of managing talent and implementing the project. For this reason, the outsourcing rates also include overhead costs that the seller uses to cover other employees' salaries. If you try to Google outsourcing, the search engine suggests outsourcing as the first option, but not the second or third option. It is often implied that you have your own project manager who works directly with a remote specialist. The crucial difference is that the service provider takes responsibility for the entire project from A to Z, while outstaffing is the process of hiring a person whose job is to manage the processes and specialists for a particular project or plant. If a specialist is needed for certain projects, it is often when he or she has to manage a process or specialists for it. This sales might be the number one issue, but IT outsourcing is about more than money, it's about style and making your business more effective. Digital outsourcing provides access to a wider pool of talent, wherever your office is located. It also costs less than in-house development, even if your company has no project and is based in another country, region, or even other parts of the world, by dividing the work into functional parts and hiring an effective project manager to manage the process, the work can be done more efficiently. Sometimes it may be necessary to add a special skill set for the project, such as a software engineer, web developer, or data scientist. This is all for today, guys. My name is Priscilla and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.